Maseches Kilayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet 5-4. This Mishnah considers the case of planting a vine inside a hole in the ground. Now, if you recall from the previous Perek, we had the question about the Mechol HaKerem, which was a vineyard planted in a confined space. It was confined because there was a wall going around the vineyard. And there we said the halachic status of the vineyard is more strict than usual, since visually, conceptually, psychologically, it seems that the vineyard fills the entire walled in space, the requisite distancing is larger than the usual four amos. Look to the previous, the first and second Mishnayos, the previous pair. So here we have a similar case, but instead of having a whole vineyard, we're having a single vine in a hole in the ground. The question therefore becomes, does it seem psychologically as if the entire hole, so to speak, is the domain of that particular vine, and the rules should be more strict, and one should have to distance more than the usual six tefachim away from the base of the vine, because it seems like the vine sort of occupies the hole, which extends further than six tefachim, or no. The mission therefore says, Geffen, if you have a vine, shunatua begas, it's planted inside a wine press, a hole in the ground, obaneka, or a naturally occurring hole in the ground. So then the din is nosan la avodasa. You give it its usual work area, which means just simply the usual six tefachim perimeter, v'zorea samosar, and then you can plant the rest of the hole or the rest of the gas, the rest of the depression in the ground. It's not a problem, meaning it's not more strict than usual just because it happens to be in a hole in the ground. Rabbi Yossi omer, im ein sham arba amos lo yavi zer lesham. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, like the Mechol HaKerem, the whole area within the hole seems like it, so to speak, belongs to the space of the vine, and therefore, if there isn't a total of dalet amos, which is, you know, four times the size of six tefachim on each direction around the vine, here we're requiring, you know, four amos spacing. If you haven't got the four amos distance from the in each direction from the vine, so then lo yavi zer lesham, one can't plant any grains or greens anywhere inside that hole. In this Mishnah here, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. It's like the Tanakama. So the halacha just simply is even in a hole, just give it six tefachim, and then you can plant. A new case in the Mishnah here, the case of Habayis Shebekerim. If you have a house, a structure with four walls in smack dab in the middle, in the midst of a vineyard, so one might have thought that since it's surrounded on all four sides by vines, it sort of feels like conceptually this is within a vineyard and one shouldn't be able to plant inside that house, that hothouse, whatever it is. However, the halacha is zorim besocha. There is no problem planting inside the house since it has proper legal partitions on all four sides. It's totally offset and a domain all to itself with respect to the vineyard. And therefore, planting grains or greens inside a house or a hothouse, whatever it is, four walls that offset an area from the middle of a vineyard, one may plant inside the area and it's not a problem of Kilayah Kerem. It doesn't even look like Kilayah Kerem.